One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I'm headed back to Zany's in Nashville, Friday, March 28th and Saturday, March 29th. Madison, Wisconsin. I'm excited to announce I'm shooting my next special at your club, Comedy on State. I was there not too long ago, had such a great time, such a great club. I'm excited to work with them and bring you my next special. Two shows, Saturday, April 12th. Get your tickets now at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And I'm starting this episode like I start all my episodes by saying thank you. Thank you for supporting anything that I do. I love that you love this show. This is one you got to watch. The Honeydew is a great listen. It's great to watch it too. But this one, we're bringing people's past lives to life, really. They're B-rolling all these old pictures. Sam and Kirsten do a great job with it. So make sure you're subscribed, watching, sharing, all that good stuff. And come see me on the road. If I'm in your town when you're around, tickets are on my website at RyanSickler.com. All right. You guys, I'm very excited to have this guest here in the Way Back. Her first time. Please welcome Andrea Jin. Welcome to the Way Back, Andrea Jin.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being here. I was talking to you outside because I think we were saying that we were just starting to talk about this show when you did your Honeydew.
Yes.
We wanted to have you back, and I put a reminder in my phone.
Thank you.
And here we are.
I'm very happy to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Right there, promote whatever you'd like, please.
I'm on the road as well. I'm doing a bunch of dates all the time, always. On my website, AndreaJin.com for tickets, and at Andrea Jin on Instagram, on TikTok, Andrea Jin 1. Follow me. Oh, YouTube, Andrea Jin.
Well, before we started, I was mentioning to you that we usually start these episodes by talking about if you've ever been in this backseat or anything. And you had a little bit of a different upbringing. You grew up in China, Shanghai, China.
Yes.
And I said, you know, have you ever been in this seat or know anyone? And you told us the equivalent of this seat for you was what?
The back of my grandpa's bicycle. Yeah. It felt like that because you're facing this way, right? Yeah. You're facing the other direction.
Oh, really? And you're not in the bike seat like you're on a motorcycle facing the same way?
No. I'm facing the other way. So I'm behind the bike,
back
bicycle.
To back. You're back to back.
Yes. Sometimes I'm holding on to him and we're facing the same way. Mm-hmm. But it felt like this, though, where I was looking around and stuff. And yeah, because we didn't have a car. We just had, my grandpa would bike me to school.
Really?
Yeah.
No one had a car.
Nobody had a car. We just didn't have money. Nobody had money.
So you're living with grandma and grandpa and who else?
Grandma, grandpa, my aunt, uncle, and my cousin, all in one apartment, two bedroom apartment.
So are aunt and uncle married?
Aunt and uncle married.
And the cousin is their child?
Yes.
And then they've got you?
Yeah.
And them all in a one bedroom?
Two bedroom apartment. Yeah. two-bedroom apartment in
Shanghai. Two-bed, one-bath?
One-bath, yeah. Two-bed, one-bath.
And you're living and growing up like that for how long?
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Listen, nobody's going to come on this podcast likely and have childhood stories from China. So what was it like?
I'm glad.
Tell us.
Well, it was...
What do you remember?
Very fun, because when you're a kid, you don't know that you're poor. Like, that's... It comes later.
Do you remember when it hit you? Like, oh.
Now I know that was... We were poor.
Yeah.
I think it's when I moved to Vancouver, that's when I realized we were poor, because we didn't have to share baths. We didn't have to share bath water, or like, you know, reuse it. I know it's kind of gross, but to save water,
yeah,
we had to do that.
And is everyone taking a bath at the same time?
No. I get to go first because I'm the youngest. And then my grandpa's the last one because he's the man of the house.
I just feel like whatever order it's going in, I'm going to be last too. I just know it. Yeah.
But that's like the gentleman, right? The mm-hmm. warrior, the caretaker. You know, that's why he's biking me to school.
So tell us about going to school in China.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was very patriotic. You know, this obviously the schooling is very Chinese centric. We learned a lot about, I mean, it was very math forward, country forward, and we had to wear uniforms. She's looking.
It's her leg. Okay. I just want to make sure she's being decent over
here. She's good. It's
you wore
her.
Uniforms too?
I wore uniforms. And then my grandparents.
Is it co-ed?
It's co-ed.
It is.
And very regimented. And we had to do eye exercises to
what do you mean?
Strengthen learning. Like, you know how there's recess at school? Mm-hmm. Well, for a recess, we would do eye massage. The whole school would do it together. It would be over the radio, and they would talk us through eye massage, and we would massage our eyes so you're just optimal. There's movements, I remember it still, the exact three steps you do.
And you, because
we did it every day.
It helps
your eyes, it helps your eyes don't get tired. It worked. Sometimes I still do it just to, if my eyes are tired, it works really well.
Do you have
that's why they're beating us. I say us now. I'm American.
I don't know.
I no longer identify.
No, you're going to go with the people taking the L right now? You're on this team?
Yes. I mean, I live and die here. You know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I remember, like, we would have to start. I don't even know if they do this anymore, but when we started our school day, you guys can answer this too. Like, we started with the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you start with that?
We did that.
Okay. You did that.
We did that in China.
The American Pledge
of
Allegiance?
Not the American Pledge.
I was like, why?
The Chinese
okay.
version. Our national anthem, we would go out to the field, the flag. We would watch the flag get raised, and we would sing the national anthem as the flag is raising.
Okay, that's different for us.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips at participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.
That would be weird for us because if we all walked out front and they raised the flag and we sang, oh, say, can you see? That would be weird. We had this whole thing.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can remember it now. Let's see. The Pledge of Allegiance. It goes, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Mm.
I know it from like TV
shows. And to the republic
shows.
For which it stands. Is that right? One nation under God, indivisible. For or with liberty and justice for all. It's been a long time.
Do I... Do what I need it? To know it?
No.
You don't need to know. I need to know it?
No.
For my citizenship?
So when, you don't need. That's interesting. I don't know. Here it is.
I pledge allegiance.
And you would have to crawl. You were supposed to put your hand on your, your right hand, or your right hand on your heart.
Oh.
So your this hand
right
on your
hand
heart.
On my heart. Okay.
And then you pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I see. Yeah. For the national anthem in China, we would salute the flag. Whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we did.
Oh, this is the eye massage.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we did. We would do it together over the speaker on the PA.
And what are they saying to you right here?
They're like, just instructing us like what to do.
Gently massage around.
Well, no, they would say like 1, 2, 3, 4 or like 2, 2, 3, 4
Going around.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
see how you're doing your fingers.
Yeah,
out.
It's like that. Like I know exactly what they're doing. Yeah.
So we're outside running around playing basketball and shit. You guys are massaging your eyes and kicking our ass.
Exactly. Yeah. Ready to learn.
Ready to learn.
Yeah.
Tell me about in the house sharing. You had to share a bed. So this is interesting because most people we talk to share a bedroom with a sibling or something like that.
Well, yeah. So we had two bedrooms. So my aunt, uncle, and cousin were in the one bedroom. And then me, my grandpa, and my grandma were in the other bedroom. And we had a couch for my grandpa and a bed for me and my grandma. But I don't know. When I was a kid, I wet the bed a lot. I also thrashed a lot. So my grandma got really annoyed by that. She didn't like sleeping next to pee all the time. Oh. And like movement. Just so much movement. So she made my grandpa switch with her.
She took the couch.
So she took the couch just because I'm so terrible. She would rather have the couch. And God bless them because I should have taken the couch.
I was going to say, why are you out on the couch? But they were like, you can't be peeing on the couch.
Well,
the only couch.
They were just being like good grandparents, you know, but I didn't know about selflessness yet. I was just a kid. And so I was on the bed with my grandpa. I kept hitting him. I would smack him.
In your sleep?
In my sleep. And he would wake up. I did that to my grandma too, and that's why she also got really annoyed. I would smack her.
Just beating these people. And
my grandparents, pissing on them,
beating them.
I'm the worst granddaughter.
Kirsten, that's piss on me, beat me right there, for God's sake.
Isn't that funny? I was hitting them, peeing.
Yeah, that's why you gotta love your kids. You gotta love them. Grandkids too.
Honestly, they put up with me. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that if my kid was doing that, I would make them sleep out
in the
yard.
It's nice to hear you say that because they're grandparents. They don't have to do that. They got through that already.
I know.
They did that first wave of being pissed on and beating their sleep and stuff.
Exactly.
You know?
So I'm so grateful that they put up with me. And so I was doing that and my grandpa was next to me finally and I kept hitting him. There's nowhere else to go from there. Nobody else can switch with him. So he just stuck with me. And then I pissed the bed till I was 10. Like
Do you know why?
No, I think it was psychological though, because I think I was just so comfortable because it was a concern before I left for Vancouver. My grandparents were like, I don't know if she could sleep on the bed with anyone because she's still pissing the bed. We did acupuncture to try and fix it. We did shock therapy.
Oh my God. What is shock therapy for helping you to not, what are they doing to you?
Oh wait, that was not, oh wait, no. I got it confused. I had frequent nosebleeds.
Okay.
And they would cauterize. That was the shock because it hurt so much.
I see.
I used to think it was shock therapy, but it was cauterizing. They were trying to cauterize my nose. But it didn't work. I still kept getting nosebleeds, still kept pissing.
Listen, I'm going to be straight with you right now. I love that you say pissing. It's such, I say piss and I've been told like it's so crass.
Who's
and I'm
saying
like,
that to you?
Peeing.
Who's saying that's crass?
I've been a lot of people have said, why do you say piss? My daughter's mom used to say it.
Well, she's
like,
wrong.
Why do you say piss? I'm
she's
like,
wrong.
I have to take a piss.
They're all wrong.
Like,
we're,
am I supposed
correct.
To walk around the house and be like, I have to take a pee?
No. Ew. That sounds like a,
I wouldn't
that's
respect
a child.
Myself.
Yeah. That's a child talk.
Yeah.
That's a child's talk. And grow up.
Oh,
grow up is what I'm.
I
want to tell
take a piss.
All those people that have told you it's crass.
Okay, wait, because I have a solution for your pee problem here, because my brothers both did this and we've talked about this on this podcast. But before we get there, when did you finally stop and what stopped you?
It was psychological, because when I stopped was the second I moved to Vancouver.
So
had
the
to
moment you were reconnected with your mom, you stopped peeing?
I don't think it was that. I think it was being afraid of embarrassment, because I had to share a bed with my stepsister that I've never met before. So when we started sharing a bed, I just wasn't comfortable. So I think the not being comfortable made me hold it in.
Probably ruined your sleep and made you. And then you never did it again.
Never again.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Mm-hmm.
When you moved into your own place, did you just start peeing again?
No. No. You know what?
Could you imagine?
Logically, it should have happened.
Right, yeah.
But I think I just entered the real world. I think in China, I was in this bubble world of safety and happiness and protection of my grandparents.
That's nice.
Yeah, I felt very coddled by my grandparents. I didn't even know I was poor, you know, or we were poor. Yeah.
Both my brothers peed. My twin brother, he peed, I want to say it was till like seventh grade. He peed for a minute. My younger brother was more like your
age.
Yeah, more like you, like an eight, nine, somewhere in there. But,
yeah.
But they kept peeing. And they had to get this thing. This is, I mean, shit. Let's just say if he's 10, this would be 1983. And you had to have, you would put a white t-shirt on and a pair of tidy whities.
Uh-huh.
And then they would have it was a buzzer that you sewed. This is it right here. So you would sew the buzzer. See that little patch up top in that drawing there? There's a buzzer, and you would sew it up here so you could hear it up by your ear. And then there was a little strip thing you would sew into the tighty whities right where the pee would touch.
That's so fancy.
And it would, they would, these both, they're both doing it. Listen to me. I never fucking slept. Kirsten, what do I do when I go on the road? I don't fucking go look at shit.
Me too.
I don't go to your, I don't know about your museum. I'm just sleeping. So even in the womb, I got another fucking person in there with me. I've never had a fucking moment of silence. So I share a room with him, and then our little brother's in the room next to us, but it's all right here. And it's just all night long, these two. But it worked eventually. So what happens is the pee will touch the pad, and then it'll buzz. But you've already peed. Here you go. This is it right here.
Oh my gosh.
You've already peed. Okay. But eventually it will train you to get up before that pee hits that thing. And I have to say, it fucking worked for both of them.
So they would just wake up. That's the trick. It's to wake up if you're going to pee your
pants. Wake up before you pee. This thing gets you to train to wake up. Your body's feeling this thing coming. Get up and go there. Don't just lay there and pee. So it was a buzzer. The way they did it, they sewed it here, and it would right in your ear in the middle of the night. So when a drop touches that thing's buzzing. So eventually...
It might work on me. I'm not sure.
I think you're good now, though.
Yeah. Now I'm good. Well, now
I'm just gonna do it for fun.
Now sometimes I pee my pants.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I pee my pants.
Like full on, or you catch it? What do you mean? How?
Sometimes if I, I'll never escape the piss.
Yeah.
I'll never escape. Well, yeah, just if I hold it in too long and I can't find a bathroom, it happens. Granted, it's not frequent. Good thing.
I mean, how many times a year are we talking? Three? You
one,
pee in your pants quarterly?
One.
Oh, yearly. You got an annual piss pant?
One. Okay. Yeah. I'm
That's not bad.
Proud to say I've got bad. It down to one. It used to be more. In high school, it was a lot.
Yeah.
In high school, I would just, you know,
in
when
class?
You. Anywhere.
How do you recover from that?
I pretend like it didn't happen.
But how if there's like pee on the seat?
I wear pants that are very absorbent.
What do you got?
It's just heavy.
Pants.
Well, it's like
you got bounty jeans or something.
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Sweatpants, kind of absorbent. But you know when you're just laughing so hard with your friends? Because nothing is funnier than your friends in high school.
Yeah.
Like laughing with your friends in high school, And that pushed me over the edge and I would pee my pants.
Just now, see, if you were in my circle and I knew that about you, yeah, I would 100% try to make, let's make Andrea laugh so hard she pees her pants. That
and
would be my
so
goal.
That's so fun. That's so, so fun.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're on stage and there's that one lady or man that's laughing so yes, hard and you're like,
you want to push them over
I'm
the
gonna
edge.
Kill you, motherfucker. Yes, you know exactly, what I mean? Like, I want to yes, kill you now.
Exactly.
I'm so glad you get it. Yeah.
And like, I would
or you know, like those moments when you're not supposed to laugh, like we would be in church yes, or something yes, like that. And you just you could see out of your print they're just holding it in too and you're just shaking and you're looking like, oh God, don't
let me
look if you're gonna lose. You're
I would just start it, pissing for sure. I'd start pissing.
That's great.
Well and you know what I would do? You know oh, what I would shit, do? I would pretend it didn't happen, and I would think I was getting away with it. And then recently, not recent, maybe last couple years, I would talk to those friends and I would be like, you know, I thought I was confessing something. I was like, you know, I used to like piss my pants sometimes. And they're like, yeah, we know. We knew. It was
you were
so
that
obvious.
Friend.
Yeah. Yeah. They just never said anything because they thought I was embarrassed. And I'm like, oh shit, I thought I was getting away with it. And they're like, no, it was obvious.
That's so funny.
And you would just sit there like nothing happened.
I don't know if I could do it. I'd be like, oh my God, there you are.
Yeah, yeah, that's me.
Look at Andrew.
That's me. Honestly,
wait, pee stained designer jeans?
That's,
no.
That's stupid.
It's something for everybody out there.
That's my trauma, and they're making
fun of
it.
And they're making money off of
they're making money.
This one up here makes me laugh.
What
yeah, they are.
The
that
fuck?
One. So, one time I'm with my friend. Of course, it's Eric Snyder. He's a dude we talk about a lot on this show. He's a high school buddy of mine. He goes mm-hmm, back to seventh grade. And we're at the Boardwalk in Ocean City, and he decides that he wants to get his nipple pierced.
Okay.
One nipple.
Impulse
and I'm like, he's wasted,
decision?
Though. He's wasted. Okay. I'm like, you don't want to do that. And he's like, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to get
it's
my
terrible,
nipple pierced. I'm like, you hate needles and shit. And he's like, I'm going to do it. So
okay,
we go in.
Great.
And they put the needle in his nipple, and he's a big dude. He just jelly. He just slides out and
passes
pisses
out,
himself.
Oh, pisses himself.
Passed out and pissed himself. And they were like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, I'm like,
oh,
oh
my
it,
God.
So when we leave the place, they get him to, they give him water and stuff. But when we walk out, he looks like that. And he's like, do I look like I spilled something on myself? Or do I look like I pissed myself? And I'm like, you look like you pissed
that's
yourself.
1,000% piss. Yeah. Yeah. I've never done anything that embarrassing.
That's funny because I've, in high school, for all of us guys, we were hiding boners. Like you couldn't
right,
help it. You would just get one and you would, like, you'd put your hand in your pocket and just hold it down, and you'd be like,
wow,
oh, God, they're about to call class. You get your book bag on, you walk, like, bent over like this to your next class. You could, that was the day I learned, all right, we're not wearing sweatpants in school anymore. There's a day where it hits you as a boy where you're like, and sweats in school are done.
Right. That's
yeah,
the opposite for me. Sweatpants were absorbed
yeah,
my
would
piss.
Absorbed it, yeah.
Yeah,
sweatpants so for us show yeah, the world what's going on.
Opposites.
Tell me about pets. You had pets. You said chickens. You had chickens.
We had a very, so my grandparents are from rural China mm-hmm, and they are, so that bled into my lifestyle as well. My grandma was always obsessed with keeping chickens. She loves having chickens around.
Where?
Well, we had a
little yard area.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
A yard, but it was like a sun deck mm-hmm, at the apartment. And so we would keep, they always love a garden. My grandparents love a garden. They keep a garden back there, and we have chickens. Yeah, we had chicks.
Chicks.
Yeah, we had chicks.
So pets, or you don't have them for laying eggs and...
Therefore, well, we had chicks with the intention of having them lay eggs eventually, but the yard, the deck wasn't big enough. But we had them for a while, and we ate them after. It felt horrible.
You remember it?
Well,
or what do you remember?
They told me after.
That's what
I
want
to
say. Tell me when you found out.
I found out after I've taken the shit already. You know what I mean? You know?
After you processed
that
whole fuck.
So it was like way late. It was way late. Like, it wasn't after the meal. Otherwise, I would have felt sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I already shit. I already took the shit.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, okay, I guess that's fine. I didn't have anything to be sick with, but it did feel bad. I had pictures with the little chicks, and they were so cute.
Yeah.
They were my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? I fucked around with ants a lot.
What?
I would just, like, play God with the ants. I would decide their fate, you know.
Yeah. And you live, you die.
Some would get water. I was a terrible
Let's
kid.
Let's hear it.
Some would. Oh, I feel bad saying this. I terrorized these ants, but some would get, you know, the water treatment, and some I had a lighter. I would. Oh, terrible! I was a bad kid.
They're ants. It's fine.
Okay, I hope
it's
so.
Fine.
And then
listen, we are at the top of the food chain. Every now and then, you gotta fucking flex your muscles. You know, some ants gotta know.
It was so fun. I still remember.
Did you magnifying glass them?
Oh,
we would do those.
I did. Catch them on fire. Yeah. I did that. And some I would like. My favorites would get to go in a little container with me, and I would take them to bed with me. And
how many are we talking in the container?
Like two or three.
And you have little holes in the top?
No holes.
Just suffocating the shit.
I didn't know that they needed air.
They got the worst one.
They were my favorites.
They got the worst ones.
I thought they were fine.
The ones you loved got the worst treatment of all. Slow death laying next to you in bed.
I know.
Oh, good.
It was terrible. And I would wake up and the container would be open.
Why? You didn't tighten it? Or
I didn't tighten it enough. The container would be open.
That fucking thing off.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
It's probably in my piss. It's drowning in my piss.
They're poor ants.
The ants are drowning in my piss. But it would. The container would be open. I would freak out because I'm like, oh my God, ew, the ants are in the bed. And then, and that was my a lot of my childhood.
No wonder your grandma was like, I'm going to the fucking couch.
Yeah, because
there's a lot
ants,
going on.
I'm bringing ants,
ants
to bed.
Piss, karate sounds
oh,
like.
Oh my God. We had to put plastic on the bed. We didn't have those gadgets, you know. We had to put like a murderer, you know. We just put the
trash
plastic
bag down.
Yeah, because so that it was easier to clean. Yeah.
My anytime my brothers would, like, if we spent the night at relatives, they all knew. Mm. So they would be like, they would get a rubber sheet. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
A little mattress cover.
Yes.
And they put that on.
We need
and then
that.
Those two had to sleep in the same bed because they were like, if we're not cleaning two piss spots, you just go ahead and piss in that bed.
Yeah. You got to segregate the piss.
I haven't drank in forever, but when I would drink, there would be like once a year, I would drink enough where I had the dream that I'm peeing.
Oh,
this is high school a lot. And then I would wake up just covered in piss. I'm like, God damn it.
That's hilarious.
That's what it was.
I love that.
And I could feel it. The relief in the dream.
Yeah.
And I'm always in the dream. I'm always doing it appropriately, too. I'm always at a urinal or something.
Wow.
And then I'm just like, so I should be here. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not like if I was in my dream and I'm, you know, on a plane and I start peeing myself, I'll wake up. My dream is.
You have the
correct.
You have the right intentions.
Yeah.
But you're in bed.
I've done that.
Okay.
I remember being at a girlfriend's house one time in high school, and she was house sitting, and we got really wasted. And when I woke up in the morning, I had peed all over that bed, and it's their bed, not hers, not her parents. It's the house that she's house sitting, and I've just
peed
a stranger's bed. Yeah.
Oh.
She's like, "What'd you do?" And I wanted to try to blame it on her, but I was like, That's what I was
Yeah, you're like, you
like,
made me pee on the bed.
You did this
said
to me.
Last
no, I mean,
night.
I wanted to say, no, nah, this was you. You did this. You did this.
I saw it come out of you.
Okay, so at 10, you go to Vancouver. Talk to us about what life is like changing there. Like you said, I thought I heard you say you're moving in with stepdad, stepsister you never met, but you shared a bed with her,
with
not a room?
With my stepsister.
So you're meeting this person for the first time and you got to sleep next to him in a bed?
Yeah, it was strange. We were catapulted into this for sure because I was really sad about leaving my life in China.
Why did you leave?
To reunite with my mom and for Canadian citizenship. You know, my mom and my family always wanted me to move to North America. But I was sad. I had a whole life in China. I had a crush on somebody there.
Yeah? Who was your first crush?
This like little bald kid. I remember his parents shaved his head. I don't know why. He always had a buzz cut. We would chase each other around. That's what having a crush was. Yeah. When you're a kid, when you're a tiny little kid, you just chase each other around. That's what you know.
It's my daughter's age. They have crushes on boys now, and I'm like, oh my God,
what a time.
Yeah,
and you don't even know what to do with it. You just chase them around.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was fun. And then my grandparents, I had them. They're such a protectant over me that it felt so strange to be without them. I didn't know that the terror would affect me so much. You know, I took them for granted, I think.
Well, you're 10. You didn't. You did exactly what you're supposed to do as a 10-year-old child.
Yeah. And I was just excited to go see my mom, you know? And so, because
I'm sorry, where's dad in the picture at all?
Well, my dad, yes.
Is he in Vancouver? Is he in China? Where is he?
He initially went with my mom to Vancouver, but he couldn't cut it as well as her there. And so he moved back to China and they got divorced. And then, so he was in Shanghai with me, kind of, but not in that house. I was still living with my grandparents.
Okay.
But anyway, so my mom's like alone, basically, most of her life. And she's just in Vancouver there. She got remarried to my stepdad. And then, I just get sprung into this family.
And are you close to your stepsister now because of this? Or?
Well, they got divorced.
Oh, they did.
And I no longer talk to her. Yeah. I haven't talked to her since they got divorced and moved out. I did not keep in touch.
How old were you when that happened?
I think maybe 14, 15, 15.
Tell me about drinking and smoking at the park.
Yeah. So in high school, I started to hang out with kind of like Asian gangsters. There were.
It's just funny to hear you say that because so real, there's no sports for you. There's no other things.
Oh, I played every
on.
Sport.
Oh, you did?
I was all around. I had good grades too. So I kept up everything somehow and did all of that. So I had a full plate.
You
I was
did.
Shoplifting.
That's
I was
lot.
Playing short
yes,
sports.
You're doing a lot.
I played volleyball, basketball, softball.
Damn.
Yeah. And volleyball, I played all year, off season, on. And I also was in band.
Okay.
Because my stepdad was a band teacher and I played saxophone and I played piano.
All right.
And yeah.
Can you still play the sax?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah. But I don't like how clunky the instrument is. I didn't want to take on saxophone, but my stepdad loved the sound of the saxophone. So he made us learn it. But I preferred like a flute or a clarinet because they're much easier to carry. I just didn't want to carry a gigantic saxophone.
You know what my daughter just picked? This is music for them. First year in fourth grade. Fucking trombone. Her brother, share the same mom. He picked the fucking cello when he was little.
Oh.
And we were like, dude, he got so sick of it. It had a wheel on it to pull that thing. It had a wheel on it. So I made a deal with her. Her mom and I both try to talk her out. She's only doing it because... Well, for two reasons, she says. One, her best friend is doing it.
Mm.
So she likes to bro up with her best friend.
Yeah.
The other one is, she said, it looks fun. I was like, it does look fun.
Yeah, you got to slide
it. Until you hold
it.
That motherfucker and feel how heavy it is. So she's already over it.
With every instrument, I never think, technique or sound. I think, how heavy is it? I just think of weight because of being in band. Because that's all it is. You're transporting the most of your life is transporting the instrument. Yep.
You don't want to be the big bass drum guy and shit, you know?
Unless you have a team to help you.
I'm proud of her because I told her I'm not carrying it. Not one time.
Wow, really?
Yep, I'm not. And she hasn't bitched. She'll walk and be like, Dad, it's getting heavy in this hand. And I just look back and I go, switch hands.
Strong girl.
And she fucking switches hands and she doesn't complain about it, but she's already told me she's over it. She's over it. It's heavy.
Hey, she paid her dues.
That's what I said. You're going to learn now.
She paid her dues.
You sure you don't want to do clarinet or?
Yeah.
Even a guitar? I mean, guitar's big, but guitar.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
It's big, but I would have picked flute for sure. Mm-hmm. But so I had band. I was also
so you're doing all that. And how do you get it? Was it a boy that got you?
My grades were good.
Into the gang members?
It was more so they were just doing fun shit that were different from the things that I was doing. Because I was, athletic. I was studious. I had band. But I didn't know about the... I watch movies. I watch TV. The drinking. The partying. I saw none of that. And so I was curious. And the only people that were doing it that I knew were the Asian gangsters that would go to my school. They were the junior recruits of the Asian gangsters.
Okay, the JV guys.
Because they're still in high school, mm-hmm. you know? And so they had drugs. They had alcohol. So I would hang out with them. And I would smoke weed with them. I would drink in the park with them. I was hotboxing cars. That was the first time I ever smoked weed. I hotboxed a car with two guys I didn't know. One of them was, three guys. One guy I knew was my friend. And two guys I didn't know. They were just his friend. So dangerous.
So dangerous.
That was the most dangerous thing I could have done as a teenage girl. But I was running wild because... My mom, you know, she had her own thing going on. She couldn't be bothered with what I was doing. I was just in Canada, you know, I was experiencing a new country. And I was just parenting myself. And that was what I thought was the best thing, was to hotbox a car with three questionable people.
Yeah.
And
we used to talk about it all the time. I had a friend that was on the same page with me about stuff. Like if we were out somewhere and we ended up getting in a girls would be like, you guys want to go over here or whatever? And we'd let them drive us. We'd sit in the back and he'd always lean over to me and go, we're in a stranger's car. And it would hit me.
Yeah.
We're in a fucking stranger's car. I don't know these people. I've just met them. I don't know anything about. They could have a gun in here, drugs in here. They could have just robbed a bank. You don't know anything about it.
You know what saved me though? I was not cute. Honestly,
Stop.
I was not. No boy was interested in me from as early as I can remember till like maybe 21.
Stop.
Yeah.
Andrea
yes.
Jin. That's like yesterday for you.
I know. But I was not cute. Or maybe, I don't know, something was off. Maybe they could smell the piss on me or something. But like...
Stop bringing that girl around. It smells like pee.
Whatever it was, for some reason, just nobody, no guy I liked was interested in me.
Were you? How did you dress back then? Were you dressing athletic? Were you?
What was
popular fads
like,
for you guys?
Like I was blind. Like it was. Like, it was terrible. Because I would play sports, so I would just dress whatever.
Yeah, sweats and shorts.
Comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
But not cool, like the athlete type people I wasn't wearing. I was just wearing, like, just, I don't know, sweatpants with a big t-shirt or something. Mm-hmm. So it was just whatever was around.
So
I put
were,
no thought.
So were you just a homie?
I was a homie. I was like a homegirl, mm-hmm. you know? And so nobody saw me in that way. And that's how I was able to do most of that stuff and without getting hurt, you know? That was fun. I feel like, I drank in the park, threw up at the McDonald's that day. It was the first day of drinking.
That's crazy. In my mind, it's at night for sure, yeah.
After school, so it was 3:30 at the park. They had a giant bottle of Grey Goose vodka. That was my first drink. It was take a swig of this bottle. I just took a swig, and then I just kept going. And next thing you know, I'm throwing up at a McDonald's. A child throwing up at a McDonald's. Yeah, I was like 15.
Yeah.
You know? And then smoked weed for hotbox a car that night. I remember
all the same day.
No, not the same day.
I was like, God damn, girl.
The weed in the car was another day. I remember it so clearly, the password of the guy that was driving, because he said it was QPQP because it's quarter pounder, quarter pounder.
That was the password to what? Get the weed?
To his BlackBerry phone.
Yeah, BlackBerry.
Yeah. I remember that so clearly for some reason. But that was a fun night as well. We went to McDonald's. I got a quarter pounder because he said that.
Yeah, he put it in your head. Yeah. You still like McDonald's?
I love McDonald's. I love McDonald's.
Yeah.
I will never stop loving McDonald's. But it's definitely a treat. I try not to overdo it.
Andrea Jin, thank you for doing this. This has been a fun episode.
This was so fun.
Will you promote whatever you'd like one more time, please?
Yes. So I'm on tour. So all my tickets will be on AndreaJin.com or on my Instagram at Andrea Jin, on TikTok at Andrea Jin 1. On YouTube, I put out a lot of videos that you don't see anywhere else. On my other channels at Andrea Jin.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Andrea Jin, go follow her. Go see her on the road. Also, come see me if I'm in your town when you're around. Tickets are on my website at ryansickler.com. Thank you guys for watching and supporting. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.